Ghana makes homosexuality a crime with new anti-gay bill. Ghana's parliament approved the Proper Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill, commonly referred to as the anti-gay bill. Ghanaian legislators have passed a bill making homosexual activity illegal, disregarding cautionary messages from Western nations such as the United States of America, France, and others. Ghana's parliament approved the Proper Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill, commonly referred to as the anti-gay bill, on Wednesday, marking its passage 3 years after its initial introduction in 2021. The bill now awaits President Nana Akufo-Addo's signature. If the law is signed by the head of state, individuals who identify as LGBTQ will be subject to a prison sentence of up to 3 years. Additionally, the act of advocating for gay rights will be deemed illegal, carrying a maximum penalty of 5 years in jail for those who establish or financially support LGBTQ organizations. Member of Parliament Sam George, one of the main advocates of the bill, announced on X, previously known as Twitter, that the Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Act has been successfully passed after a prolonged period of 3 years. "Our values would be protected and defended so long as we have a voice," the MP wrote. Audrey Gadzekpo, the board chair of the Center for Democratic Development, CDD Ghana, and other opponents of the bill argue that it infringes upon the human rights protected by Ghana's constitution. The international community has also expressed strong disapproval of the legislation. In an official statement released on Wednesday, the United States expressed deep concerns regarding the decision made by Ghanaian lawmakers, warning that it could endanger the fundamental rights of freedom of speech, press, and assembly that are constitutionally guaranteed to all Ghanaians. U.S. officials noted that the anti-gay legislation contradicts the long-standing model of tolerance, peace, and respect for human rights in the former British colony, which has served as an inspiration worldwide. The United States echoes the call by those Ghanaians who have urged a review of the constitutionality of the bill to protect the rights of all individuals in Ghana, the official U.S. statement said. Uganda also enacted a comparable legislation in May, which criminalizes the identification with being lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer. In reaction, Washington implemented travel limitations on Ugandan officials and removed the country's participation from the African Growth and Opportunity Act. This act previously granted duty-free privileges to Kampala for exporting goods to the United States over an extended period. Ghanaian MP Sam George has previously warned Washington not to interfere with efforts to pass the anti-gay bill. He has said that unlike Uganda, Ghana will retaliate if the U.S. imposes sanctions on lawmakers. Ghana's legislator, Sam George, has stated that, unlike Uganda, Ghana will respond in kind should the U.S. impose sanctions on its legislators. As of now, more than 30 African countries, including Ghana, have implemented bans on same-sex relationships despite urges to emulate Western countries in safeguarding the rights of the LGBTQ+ community.